All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Good morning. Let's begin. Hoping that everyone had a beautiful, meaningful, uplifting Yom Tov. And now we begin in Meretz Hashem, continuing the Seches Nazir. So we left off yesterday at the Mishnah on Memhei Amud Beis. So it says the Mishnah, Hayim Mevashel as Hashlamim, O Sholkam. So if a person was cooking, remember again, we were speaking about yesterday, the Mishnah introduced us to the interesting topic of discussion about the processes. About the purification processes for the Nazir. So the Mishnah says that if the Nazir was cooking his shlamim, O shulkan. Now we'll say shulkan means overcooking it. The idea that the Mishnah is trying to express is that the Nazir has the right and the prerogative to prepare the meat of the shlamim however he wants. So he wants it well done, he wants it medium rare, whatever he wants. That's his prerogative. And what happens? I'm mevashel as hashlamim, O shulkan. HaKohen notel es hazroa b'sheila. So both said the Kohen comes and the Kohen takes his part. Literally the zroa b'sheila, which means the cooked foreleg of the animal. Mina ayo, from the ram, this is right from the shlamim. The chala matzah achos, and one loaf of unleavened bread. Mina sal, from the basket. The rakik matzah achos, and one unleavened wafer. V'nosin al kape hanazir. And he goes ahead and he places it on the palms of the Nazir. Umanifan. And ultimately, again, it is waved. In other words, the Nazir, he puts it on, if you can imagine. So he's taking the cooked foreleg. He's taking two loaves, one leavened, one unleavened, placing them on the palms of the Nazir. Umanifan. And the Nazir waves it around. Rabbi said, this is the process called tenufa. Va'acharkach, hutar ha-Nazir lishtos yayin. And after that point, meaning after this waving process, at this point the Nazir is permitted to go ahead and drink wine and to go ahead and become Tamei Lemes. So again, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, the restrictions of the Naziros are only lifted after this process of what we call Tenufa, of the waving. Top of Mem, Rabbi Shimon says, no, Kevan Shenizrak Alav Hadam, Kevan Shenizrak Alav Echad Min Hadamim, Hutter. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that once the blood of one of the karbanos has been sprinkled on the Mizbeach, then ultimately the Nazir is Mutter. Mutter meaning he could drink wine, he could become Tamei Lemes, Hutter Anazir Lishtos Yayin, Uli Tamei Lemes. So we'll say fundamental machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama, the first opinion, holding that the Nazirite restrictions are only lifted after what we call this process of Tenufa. Now you understand, of course, Tenufa is already at the tail end of the purification process, because already the means the Nazir already has his Shlamim, he's cooking it. Again, foreleg, two different loaves, one leavened, one unleavened, waves it around. He's. I'm sorry? They're both unleavened. One is a loaf, one is a wafer. So and Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, saying that Lemaisa once the blood of one of the karbanos has been offered, so then the Nazir is mutter. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, va'achar yishtah Nazir yayin. So the pasuk says, and afterwards the Nazir will go ahead and drink wine. Now this pasuk is talking over here about tenufa. This is talking ultimately about the waving process. So the pasuk says, Vehiniv osam a coin to nufa lifne Hashem, kodesh hula coin, al chazeat nufa, va al shokat shuma, va achar yishta hanozir yain. So the pasuk says, afterwards, the nozir will drink wine. So of course you can imagine the machlokis is going to be, how do we define after? After what? So Tan Rabban on the Brisa says, va achar yishta hanozir yain, achar hamasim kulam. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer holds that what's the halacha? After everything, after all these concluding processes are done, then the Nazir is permitted to drink wine and, of course, become Tamei Lemes. If you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi says, Achar Ma'asim Kulon, Achar Karban, Ve'achar Taglachas, Ve'taglachas Ma'akevis Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll say he has to bring his karbanos, he also has to have the hair cutting, and after all of that is done, then Lemaisa, the Nazir will become permitted to drink wine and to become Tamei Lemes. V'chom say no. Achar ma'aseh yichidi. The Chacham, on the other hand, hold, all you need is one act. one thing. What does that mean? Take a look at Rashi again. The Chacham Om Acher Maase Yechidi Acher Karban Va'af Agav Sha'adayin Lo Gilach De Taglachas Lo Ma'akva. This is actually quite interesting. Rabbi Eliezer holds that as long as what the karbanos have been offered, that's enough. Even if the nazir has not yet cut his hair. What this is now focusing on is an interesting discussion about the nature of hair cutting at the end of the neder nazirus. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that the nazir does not become permitted in all of the various things like wine and tumas meis until his hair is cut. On the other hand, the Chacham holds that no, once the karbanos are offered, that's enough. The hair cutting itself is not what we call is not ma'akev. So the Gemara says the following. So my tamay drabanam, what's the reason why the rabbis hold that all you need is the karban, you don't need the hair cutting? Ksiv hacha, v'achar yishtah nazir yayin, because it says over here by this pasuk, and afterwards the nazir will drink wine. Uksiv hasam, and it says there, achar hiskalcho es nizro. So we'll say this is talking about over here. This is also v'lakach. This is by the tenufa v'lakach hakoin es azra b'shelam in ha'ayil, and then it says v'achar iskalchol midis nizro ma'hasam achar ma'ase yechidi. So we'll say just like over there, the pasuk is talking about one act. Afkan achar ma'ase yechidi. So we'll say the Gemara is making a gzir shava of acharei iskalchol. That just like in the first context, acharei iskalchol ultimately, again, refers to one singular act. So too over here, Acher Hiskalcho refers to one singular act. So just like, again, earlier on, Acher Hiskalcho was referring actually to the hair cutting. See here, when it's talking about the purification process, what does a nazir have to do in order to go ahead and become Tamei Lameis and drink wine? He only needs one act. So the Gemara says, Ema Adi Ikatar Vayu. But I don't understand, why don't we say that Lamaisa, again, it means until he has both things, i.e., let's say in this case, the tenufa ultimately and the hair cutting, to which the Gemara says, Ihachi Gzer Shava Lamali. If that's the case, then what good does the Gzer Shava do? But let's take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Ma hasam acher ma'ase yechidi. So remember, one of these psukim was talking about Tara. I should say it differently. One of the psukim was talking about his ability to become Tamei Lameis and drink wine. And the other pasuk is talking about Tenufa. So just like it says that Achar Hiskalcho is Tenufa, all you need is Giluach, and then there's Tenufa. So too the Gemara suggesting, or Rabbi Elazar suggesting, Just like in order to do tenufa, all you need is the one act of hair cutting, so too, when the pasuk uses the lashon of achar yishtah nazir yayin, achar also means after only one act is he permitted to go ahead and drink wine. So Rabbi Eliezer is suggesting, what is that one act that ultimately will allow him to drink wine? That's the offering of karbanos. And that's the gzir shav of achar. Just like by tenufa, achar means after one process, so too over here by achar yishtah nazir yayin also refers to after one process. So Bosai, interestingly enough, the Gemara here ends off with a fundamental machlokes in terms of at what point in time are the actual restrictions of nazirus lifted from the nazir. Is it only just all he has to do is offer up the karbanos? Or does it actually require the cutting of the hair? So the Rambam, this is in Perek Ches, Halacha Hey. Let me just read you, actually, you know what? I'm going to read you this Rambam at the end of the sugya because we have to do a little bit more. So listen, so just, again, for your purposes right now, just remember, fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that in order for an Uzzir to drink wine and become Tamei Lameis, he needs Achar HaMa'asim Kulam. He needs, again, everything. He needs karbanos, he needs tenufa, he needs hair cutting. Specifically, we're focusing on hair cutting. According to the Chachamim, no, achar ma'ase yechidi. All you need is one act, specifically karban. Once the karbanos are offered, then lemaise, again, the restrictions are lifted, even before hair cutting. How he paskin, we'll see in just a little bit. So Amar Rav. Rav said, tenufa benazir ma'akeves. So we'll say, Rav said that tenufa, the whole waving procedure that we described earlier, right, where the Kohen, that's the Mishnah, where the Kohen takes the Zerah B'Sheh, the cooked foreleg, the two unleavened breads, right? One in wafer form, one in loaf form, puts them on the hands of the Nazir. The Nazir waves them around. So Rav says, this tenufa is ma'akev, meaning without this tenufa, without this waving, the Nazir will not be released from his restrictions. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Amar Rav tenufa b'Nazir ma'akeves, milishtos yayin ulatami lemesim. Without the waving, the Nazir will not be permitted to drink wine, nor will he be permitted to go ahead and become tamei lemes. So the Gemara says, Aliba the man, whose opinion does this reflect? Ilema aliba the rabbanon. So we'll say, if you want to say it's like the rabbis, the chachamim quoted earlier, then taglachas ami rabbanon lama akva, tenufa mi bai. Now we'll say, if the rabbanon hold that lemesa, a Nazir, the Nazirite restrictions are lifted, even before he cuts his hair, it goes without saying that what? That you don't need tenufa in order to go ahead and be able to drink wine and become tamei lemes. Ella aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, it must be according to Rabbi Eliezer. If that's the case, pshita, that's obvious. Ha'am Rabbi Eliezer, achar masim kulam. What's my Rabbi Eliezer already said before that va'achar yishtan nazir yayin means what? That the nazir is able to drink wine only when? After he has all of these processes done, meaning the tenufa, the hair cutting, everything, mal detema, what would you have thought? Kevan dele inyan kapara, shiure mitzvahi. I will say now, this is actually very interesting. I might have thought the following. Since when it comes to kapara, so tenufa is what's called shiure mitzvah. It's something additional. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at the Rush for just a moment. It's actually the last Rush on the daf. So the Rush writes, So this is actually very interesting. Remember that this case of Nazir, or the situation of Nazir, is not the only circumstance of Tenufa. Tenufa comes up in other circumstances in the Torah as well. Now here's the idea with Tenufa. Tenufa is not ma'akev. Whenever you have a waving requirement, but if for some reason you don't do the waving, your atonement, your sacrificial process is still valid and still intact. So meaning, says the Gemara, I might have thought that since when it comes to kapara, since when it comes to atonement purposes, so tenufa is not a necessary part of the process. It's called shiurei mitzvah. Therefore, hachanami lo ta'akev, I might have thought the same thing applies over here by nazir. And therefore, what lemaisa? If the nazir did not do tenufa, he could still get, the restrictions are still lifted. Kamashmalo, no. Kamashmalo, that even if you want to say that tenufa ultimately is not ma'akev in other circumstances, nevertheless, what? Nevertheless, here it is. Umima akva, says the Gemara. This is always interesting. Whenever you get into discussions in terms of, you know, what is considered to be an indispensable part of the process, what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev. So the Gemara says, so now what the Gemara is suggesting is that the process of tenufa is an indispensable part of the Nazirite purification process, meaning that without tenufa, the restrictions of Naziros are not lifted. So says the Gemara, is that true? Mima akva, v'atanyo, we learned, zos toras ha-nazir, bein sheyesh lo kapayim, bein she'in lo kapayim. So the Torah says, these are the laws of the nazir, whether he has palms or doesn't have palms. Now what does it mean if he has palms or doesn't have palms? Now remember, tenufa is only possible if what? If the nazir has hands. Right? Remember, again, the process of tenufa is the kohen taking the cooked foreleg, the unleavened loaf, the unleavened wafer, he's putting them all on the hands of the nazir, and the nazir is waving them around. So what happens if a nazir doesn't have hands? Chas v'shalom, doesn't have hands. So now the Gemara is telling me, the Brisa is telling me, zos teras ha-nazir, this is the laws of the nazir, whether he has hands or whether he doesn't have hands. Now what does that show you already? That shows you that tenufa is not ma'akev. Because if tenufa is ma'akev, if tenufa was an indispensable part of the process, then what would happen if a person without hands became a nazir? Well, right? Then guess you're a nazir olam. Right? Then you're stuck. Meaning, you can't go ahead and perform the concluding process. Therefore, you're going to be a nazir forever. Elohad desanya, but that which we learned, zos toras ha-nazir, bein sheyesh lo se'ar, bein she'en lo se'ar. Here's another interesting case. So remember, the Gemara also dashens. This is the laws of the Nazir. That's the pasuk. Zos Rasa Nazir. The Gemara dashens. What does that mean? Whether he has hair, whether he doesn't have hair. Meaning, what says? We're going to see. Let's say you have a bald Nazir. You have a bald Nazir. So what happens over here? So the Gemara is dashing over here. This is the laws of the Nazir. Whether he has hair or doesn't have hair. Now, both said, and I remember, so what the Gemara wanted to suggest before is that Lamaisa again, Zos Toras HaNazir, when we darshan, whether he has palms or he doesn't have palms, that shows that the waving is not ma'akev. Because if the waving was ma'akev, then if he didn't have hands, he couldn't have the restrictions lifted. Now, I will say, you can't make that same argument by hair, to which the Gemara says, Hachanami de lo ma'akva. So do you want to suggest that the same idea would apply over here, that the cutting of the hair is not ma'akev? Meaning, do you want to say, therefore, that the restrictions could be lifted even without the cutting of the hair? But one second, Bahatanya, this is actually very interesting. Nazir memurat. Both say a bald Nazir. So this is an interesting question. What does a bald Nazir do at the end of his Nazirus? So Beshamai Omrim, Eino Tzarech Laha'avir Ta'ar Arosho. So Beshamai says he has no obligation to go ahead and run a razor over his head. Meaning, they're going to see the Havamina is, maybe you have to do some type of just like symbolic shaving. Symbolic shaving, even if there's nothing to shave off. So Beshamai says, no, if the guy's bald, the guy's bald, and he doesn't have to take a razor to his head. Ubeisilav omrim tzarech lahaavir ta'ar arosho. Beisilav, on the other hand, say no, he does have to go ahead and take a razor to his head. Vam Ravina, and Ravina says, it was a fundamental machlokes, Beshamai Beisilav. Vam Ravina, Ravina said, my eno tzarech lebeshamai. What does that mean when Beis Shammai says you don't have to? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Ma'inotzarech lebeis Shammai, ain lo takana. So we'll say, what that means according to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says that the bald Nazir doesn't have to go ahead and what? Doesn't have to go ahead and take a razor to his head. What it means is, he doesn't have to. Why? Because he has no remedy. Because Lamaisa, what Beis Shammai is suggesting is that if you don't have hair at the end of the Nazirus and there is nothing to shave, then ultimately what? You're stuck. You become a Nazir Olam. You're stuck. You can't conclude. You can't perform the concluding process. So the Gemara says, "Vahenu de Rebbe Pedas," and in reality, Beis Shammai is saying the same thing as Rebbe Pedas. So I'll say, before we go on, let me just show you something interesting. So take a look at the second line in the Rush. But so Va'am Rabbi Avina, Rabbi Avina, so say, it's different machlokes, different yourselves. Our Gemara has Amar Ravina. The Rush has Amar Rabbi Avina. Okay, Va'am Rabbi Avina. Eino tzarech lebeis Shammai, ilbeis Shammai, tzarech ve'eino takana. Vachi perusho, eino tzarech lahavir tal arosho. What Beis Shammai holds is that you don't have to go ahead and take a razor to your head if you're the bald Nazir. Ki lo soil lo ha'avara, achar shenimr tu sa'arosav. Because the taking of the razor to the head of the bald Nazir is not going to do anything because he has no hair. Ul Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Taglachas Ma'akeves Asr B'Yayin, the Olam Ul Rabbanon Lokiem Mitzas Kiluach. So also, what the Gemara now is suggesting over here is something very interesting. So here's what's fascinating. We originally thought that in the Machlokis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai was the one who was being a little bit more makel, Beis Hillel was being a little bit more machmir. Because again, we had the bald Nazir, so Beis Shammai says she doesn't have to go ahead. He doesn't have to take the razor to his head. And we thought that's a kula. Beis Hillel says he doesn't have to take the razor. Now Rabbi Avino or Ravina, whichever gear says, saying no. Beis Shammai is actually being machmir. Beis Shammai is saying there's no razor to the head because there's no point. If there's nothing to shave off, then Lamaisa at the end of the day, again, he's stuck. Hala Beis Hillel. Hainu yesh lo takana. But says the Gemara. But according to Beis Hillel, there is a remedy for this situation. Vahainu de Rebbe. Vahainu de Rabbi Pedas. So the Gemara says, and this is a thank you. And this is like the position of Rabbi Pedas. The Amar Rabbi Pedas. Because Rabbi Pedas says the following about Sai. Beis Shammai v'Rabbi Eliezer Amru Davar Echad. Because Rabbi Pedas said that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer said one thing, right? They said the same shita. My Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbi Eliezer are we speaking about? Tisanya. Rosa, listen to this. It's very interesting. Ein lo bohen yad v'regel. Rosa, listen to this case. This is talking now about the Metzora. So Rosa, remember again, the Metzora at the end of his purification process so requires an application of blood on his right thumb and his right big toe. This Gzeres HaKov, the Torah says. So listen to this case. Let's say the Metzora doesn't have a right big toe and a right thumb. He just doesn't have them. So what's the halacha? Ein lo bohen yad v'regel. Ein lo tara olamis divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll say if he doesn't have the right toe and the right thumb, then you know what? He's not able to achieve purification. Meaning tara will never come. That's Rabbi Eliezer shita. Rabbi Shimon says no. Yani chenu al makomo v'yetze. Rabbi Shimon says no. You know what you do? You place the blood on the place where the thumb or the big toe would have been. Okay, fine. The Chum say, Yaniach al shel smol v'yetze. The Chum, on the other hand, say, you place it on the left toe or the left thumb, and that's enough. So we'll say, so what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that Lamaisa, again, these opinions would really accord a little bit more with Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Shammai, it appears that if you cannot fulfill the purification or concluding rite or ritual in the exact way that the Torah scripts it, then you're stuck. According to Beis Hillel, if you can't do it the way, according to Beis Hillel, Rabbi Eliezer, if you can't do it the way the Torah scripts it, then what? Then what? You do the next best thing. Now, Machlokes as to what the next best thing is. Either you place the blood in the place where the thumb should have been, where the toe should have been, or you just simply move over to the left. Lishnachrina, another version of this. Amri la, Amarav. So we'll say in this version, Amarav. Tenufa benozir ma'akeves. So Rav makes a declarative statement that the waving process by the nozir is ma'akev. To which the Gemara says, Aliba deman, whose opinion does this reflect? Ilema aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. If you want to say it's like Rabbi Eliezer, then pshita. I'll say that's obvious why. Ha'amar Rabbi Eliezer achra ma'asim kulam. Because Rabbi Eliezer is already on record as saying that in order for the purification process to occur, all the different concluding rites and rituals have to be in effect. Ella aliba de Rabbanon. Rather, it must be according to the Rabbanon. Hashta yesh lomar taglachas ami Rabbanon loma akva tenufa mibayir. So they can't be. Because if the Rabbanon are saying that hair cutting is not ma'akev, could it be that if hair cutting is not, when I say not ma'akev, meaning that you could go ahead and drink wine and become tummy mace even without the hair cutting. So if hair cutting is not ma'akev, then for sure tenufa is not going to be ma'akev. So the Gemara says the following. Tenufa mibayir umi loma akva. Is that true that hair cutting is not ma'akev? Vatanya, but we learned, Zos Toras HaNazir. These are the laws of Nazir. So now if you take a quick look at the Rush for just a moment before we go on. So the Rush says, Vatanya, Zos Toras HaNazir. It's about 12 or 13 lines down in the Rush. Usvirale dahachi perusha, kishim shebe'im lo kapayim dinhu shema'akev ditnufa, I'm going to read the Gemara, then I'll explain this rush. This is the law of the Nazir. Whether he has hands or he doesn't have hands. And also what the Gemara is suggesting over here is the following. That perhaps the halacha is like this. That now the fact that it says that Zos Toras HaNazir, that the Nazir is able to purify himself even if he doesn't have hands, the Gemara suggesting means what? That Tenufa is not Ma'akev. Because if Tenufa was Ma'akev, then what? Then if the Nazir didn't have hands, he'd be stuck. Right? He'd be a Nazir forever. The Rebbe says, what the Rush points out over here is, there is another compromise position. What's the compromise position? That, you know, we've learned this before, the concept of Kol Aroi Lebila in Bila Ma'akev Esbo. That Halacha Lamaisa sometimes, if you can't do something, so the halacha gives you the license to proceed without doing it. But if you have the ability to do it, then it's ma'akev. So in Akinami, you could say if you don't have hands, so then tenufa is not ma'akev. But if you do have hands, it's possible that what? That under those circumstances, tenufa is ma'akev. But that was just what the Rush was adding. That which learned in the Braisa, Zos Taras HaNazir, Bein Sheyesh Lo Se'ar, Bein She'in Lo Se'ar. This is the law of the Nazir. And we interpret that to mean whether he has hair, whether he doesn't have hair. Hach enami de ma'akva. So too you'll see over here that it's ma'akev. Aye, is that true? V'tanya, nazir memurat. If you have a bald nazir, Beishamai omrim eno tzarech lahavir ta'ar rosho. Beishamai says he doesn't have to run a razor over his bald head. Or Beisilo omrim tzarech, and Beisilo says he has to. Amar Rabbi Avina, mai tzarech le Beisilo. So according to Rabbi Avina, he says, what does Beisilo mean when he says you have to run the razor over your head? Tzarech ve'in lo takana. He has to run a razor over his head, but what? But he can't. Why? Because he's bald and there's nothing to shave. Le Beishamai yesh lo takana. And according to Beishamai, he does, excuse me, thank you. He does have the ability to go ahead and run the razor over his head. Oh, please, good Rabbi Padas. And ultimately, in this version, Beis Shammai would be at odds, with Rabbi Padas. So, both are what the Gemara is showing over here. Remember, this Lishna Achrina was another version of the previous discussion. So, interestingly enough, two different versions of the Machlokis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In the first version, Beis Hillel is the Mekel, and Beis Hillel is saying that you can go ahead and take the razor over the bald head, and it's fine. Meaning, even though you're not cutting anything, Lamaisa, again, the Torah says the Nazir has to take a razor to his head, whether you have hair or you don't have hair. Beis Hillel says that's what you do. According to the first version, Beis Shammai says he's stuck. There's nothing to do. In the second version, interestingly enough, Beis Shammai says that Lamaisa, again, that you could go ahead and Beis Shammai says you don't have to go ahead and take the razor, meaning you don't require any kind of head shaving if you're bald. And Beis Hillel says you require it, but you can't because you're bald and therefore you're stuck. So two different versions. So we'll say, so remember, there's been a lot of things that's been covered over here in this Mishnah, in this Sugya so far. So far we've seen the process for Tenufa. That's number one. Then we saw Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim in terms of what has to happen in order for the restrictions of Nazirus ultimately to be lifted. Rabbi Eliezer saying everything has to be done, and then the restrictions are lifted. Chacham saying no, even after one of the concluding rituals, Rashi points out it's the Karbanos, ultimately the restrictions are lifted. Next discussion was, is Tenufa Ma'akev or not? So Rav said Tenufa is Ma'akev. Without Tenufa, again, there is no purification. Excuse me, when we say Ma'akev, the restrictions are not lifted. Other opinions, no, the Tenufa is not Ma'akev. Next Machlokis was Bald Nazir. What happens with a bald nazir? Machlokis, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, but two different versions of that machlokis. So to tie all of this together, so the Rambam says over here, this is now in Parak Ches, Halacha Hey. Parak Ches, Halacha Hey. So writes the Rambam the following. I'm just going to read to you just a couple of halachas. Nazir Memurat. So interestingly enough, the Rambam actually starts over here. One second. I'm starting with the right one. Yeah, good. So listen to this. Nazir Memurat. Let's start with the bald Nazir. So what does a bald Nazir do? Eino tzarech lahavir tar. So we'll say that Rambam Paskins, a bald Nazir does not have to take a razor to his head. Va'af api she'ein lo se'ar, even though he has no hair. O she'ein lo kapayim, or he doesn't have palms for that matter. Hare ze makriv karbanosav, he offers up his karbanos. The yishta v'yitma. So we'll say, what do you see according to Rambam? So Rambam Paskins that Alocha Lamaisa, again, really like Beis Hillel in the first version, namely, yes, you have to cut your hair for Naziris, for a concluding ritual, as long as what? As long as you have it. If you don't have it, then Lamaisa, again, there's nothing to shave. It's fine. Offer up your karbanos. Same thing. You're supposed to do Tenufa, but if you don't have hands, you don't have to do Tenufa. Offer up your karbanos, and the restrictions are lifted. Vim hevi karbanos avlo gilach rosho. Now we'll say, so now we've resolved bald nazir. Doesn't have to take a razor to his head. Now remember, what was the next discussion? The next discussion was, what does a nazir have to do? Meaning, because we'll say, we've seen already there are so many different parts to his concluding rituals. There's the offering of the karbanos. There's the cutting of the hair. There's also the burning of the hair, like we saw yesterday. There's the tenufa, there's the waving. So what does he have to do in order for the restrictions to be lifted? So writes the Rambam here, Vimhevi karbanosav, below gilach rosho, if he brought his karbanos, right? He brought his karbanos, but he did not yet cut his hair. Ein had taglachas ma'akeves, hair cutting does not withhold the lifting of his restrictions. Elashose, Umetame le'erev. So we'll say, Saloch lemaisa the Rambam paskins, that all you need is karbanos. Like the Rabbanon, like the Chacham, all you need is karbanos. Once you offer up your karbanos, all of the restrictions lifted. Now, the Rambam adds something very interesting over here. He says, La Erev. Like, what he's saying over here is, the day on which you offer up your karbanos, you are still bound by the restrictions of the Nazirus. But once nightfall comes, your restrictions are lifted, even if what? Even if you did not cut your hair. It's interesting, because we often, I always assumed that Lamaisa, the restrictions of Nazirus are not lifted until Imamish gets rid of that hair, cuts the hair, which is representative of his Nazirus. The Lama Pask is not like that. Once you offer your Karbanos, ultimately, again, that evening, once nightfall comes, the restrictions of Nazirus are lifted. Now, by the way, it's even better, because remember, he's bringing three Karbanos. As long as the blood of one of the Karbanos has been offered, even though he has not yet done the tnufa, shekol dvarim elu lemitzvah v'lo la'akev. Bosa, this is amazing. The only indispensable part of the nizirus, of the nazir's concluding process, is the sprinkling of the blood. That is the one piece, ultimately, that he must have in order to be able to have the restrictions lifted. Everything else is a mitzvah you have to do, but even if it was done at some later time, Lamaisa does not prevent the restrictions from being lifted. Very interesting. So listen to this. So the Rambam writes, again, we'll just read to you one more halacha, then we'll see the Mishnah. So remember now, even though we've just established that haircutting is not ma'akev, which means what Rabbi say, that Lamaisa, again, the restrictions for Nazirus are lifted even before your hair is cut, nevertheless, mitzvah legalech afil la'achar zanruba. Now, Rabbi said, this is going to blow your mind. I don't know why I never picked up on this before. You could be a nazir. Let's say at the end of the nazir, the nazir says, I like this look. Right? This really speaks to me. So he decides not to cut his hair. So he can do that, apparently. Right? Again, now, the idea over here is, when we say he can do it, the idea is, it doesn't prevent the restrictions are being lifted. What the Rambam does add in is that there is a mitzvah to cut his hair. So he writes, even though the cutting of the hair is not ma'aki, meaning it doesn't prevent the restrictions from being lifted, mitzvah legaleach afilu la'achar zman miruba. So even if you like the look, 6 months later, a year later, you really should cut your hair. That's part of the mitzvah of Nazirus. So just like it's a mitzvah to let the hair grow, at the end of the Nazirus, the mitzvah is to cut it. The Nazir Shegilach Shelo Batar or Shegilach Vishal. Okay, so that's a separate halacha. So fine, let's go a little bit. So it's interesting. So halacha lamaisa, again, we see as long as the blood has been sprinkled, the restrictions are lifted. Besides the sprinkling of the blood, nothing else is ma'akev. Everything else is a mitzvah. Apparently, Nazir could decide to keep his long hair, but at some point in time, he should cut it, as that is the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah. Let's finish the end of that. We'll say, says the Mishnah. Very interesting. Well, when he holds mitzvah, what he's saying is, once you've undertaken the Nedir Nazirus, which is correct, is subject to incredible controversy, here's what you have to do. Let me just finish, and then I'm going to take questions at the end. Says the Mishnah, Gilach ala zevach, v'nimtza pasul. But say, listen to this. So let's say the process over here is, the Nazir is offering up the karban, and after he offered up the karban, he cut his hair, and v'nimtza pasul. And then it turns out that the karban is pasul. There's some type, so whatever, the animal's treif, or something else happened that prevented the animal from being good. So what's the halacha? I say here, this guy got himself into a little bit of a pickle. Taglachasa psula. So we'll say his haircutting is pasul as well. I mean, the haircutting is no good, because lemaisa, again, remember, the karban that he offered was not an appropriate karban. So we'll say, if you take a look, Rashi says over here, taglachasa psula, v'soser shloshim. I will say, now remember, in this case over here, what he will have to do is, he doesn't have to repeat, like if he was a nazir for a year, he doesn't have to repeat the year, but he will have to repeat 30 days. Uzevachav lo alulo. And obviously, again, I will say, any other karbanos that he offered up will not be valid karbanos. So he'll have to repeat the whole process. Gilach alachatas shelo lishma. I will say, if, let's say again, in this case, it says gilach alachatas, he offers up the chatas, but the chatas was offered shelo lishma, not for the sake of chatas, for the sake of something else. And then what happens? So he cut his hair after this carbon was offered, shalom l'shma. V'achar kach, he vi carbonos of l'shman. And then I will say, after bringing the chatas, shalom l'shma, he brought the shlamim and the ola l'shma. So what's the halacha? Number one, taglacha so psula. The hair cutting is no good. So why is the hair cutting no good? Because any time hair cutting is brought on the heels of a carbon that was not valid, therefore by definition the hair cutting is not valid as well. So the hair cutting is no good. And obviously the other carbonos are not good either. Why? Because the ola and the shlamim are only valid if what Rabbi say, if they're brought as part of a proper concluding series of rites and rituals. But in this case over here, because the hair cutting was de facto illegal, right? Because de facto the hair cutting was illegal, then lemais again everything else is disqualified as well. Gilech ala ola ala shlam shelo b'shmam. Say, if let's say again he offered up his ola or his shlamim, but he did it shelo b'shmam. Rabbi say shelo b'shmam means he didn't do it for the purpose of his naziris. He did it stam for Ola and Shlamin. The achrak, and then what happens? He cut his hair right afterwards. The achrak achivi karbanos on lishman. And then he brought the Mosai. So these are all just, these cases are just illustrations of the principle. The Mishnah says a principle. What's the principle? If you brought a karban, and the karban was not a valid karban, and then you cut your hair based on the bringing of that karban. So if the karban's not good, the hair cutting's not good. If the hair cutting's not good, all the other subsequent karbanos are not good either, and you have to repeat 30 days of naziros. So taklachas psula uzvachav la alolo. Reb Shimon says, interestingly enough, Reb Shimon Omer osa zevach la alolo. But Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon is commenting dafka on this last case where you offered up an ola and the shlamim shelo lishman, ola and the shlamim shelo lishma. You cut your hair based on the ola and shlamim, and then you offered up the rest of your karbanos lishma. Reb Shimon Paskins, in that case, Rabbi say that what? Osa zevach la'olo. So let's assume, let's say you're offering up the shlamim right now. So I offered up my shlamim shalol lishmam. I cut my hair after offering that shlamim. Then I offered up my ola and my chatas lishma. Reb Shimon says, interestingly enough, in that case, osa zevach la'olo, the shlamim that I offered up doesn't count to satisfy my obligation. Aval shar svachim alolo. But the other karbanos work. Okay? The other karbanos work. I'm going to take a quick look for just a moment at Reb Shimon and Rashi. Rashi is over Reb Shimon Omer. Im gilach ala ola ala shlom shlo lishman. Usha'ar ha karbanos hevi lishman. Taglachoso ksheira. Ushvar zvachim, I'm sorry. Ushar zvachim alolo. Ava os zevach belvad lo alolo. Listen to this. We're going to see what the logic over here, but Reb Shimon is arguing in a very specific case. So Bosei, remember, the principle that the Mishnah had, so far everyone is agreeing with that principle, which is that if you offered up an invalid karban, and you took your haircut, your Nazir haircut, based on that karban, then what's the halacha? The haircutting is no good. If the haircutting is no good, then you have to repeat at least 30 days, and any other subsequent karbanos that you offered, by definition, are also not good. Reb Shimon disagrees in one case. If you offered up, let's say, a shlamim, that is a shlam or ola, you offered up a shlamim, shelo lishman. What does shelo lishman mean? Not for the sake of naziros, for the sake of nidava. Reb Shimon says, let's get there, and then you cut your hair. Reb Shimon says, the hair cutting works. The subsequent ola and chatas that you brought, the shma, are good. The shlamim that you brought is a kasha shlamim. It doesn't count towards your Nazirite obligation, and all you need to do to rectify the situation is what? Just bring another shlamim for the sake of Nazirus. Vim gilach ha-shloshtam, v'nim tza'echa me'en kasher, taglachasuk she'ra v'yavishar zachar. Also, this seems to be the best approach. If, let's say, you went ahead and you offered up all of your karbanos, I offered up my chatos, my shlamim, and my ola, and only afterwards I shaved my head, then I did my haircut. As long as one of them are what? As long as one of those karbanos were kosher, my hair cutting is okay. And whatever karbanos were invalid, I just have to simply replace those. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Ada bar Ava. Rav Ada bar Ava says, Zos omeres kasava Rabbi Shimon, nozir shegilach al shalmei nedava yatza. We'll say, so what do we see from here? What's Rabbi Shimon Shita? Rabbi Shimon Shita in the Mishnah is that a nozir who went ahead and what? A nazir who cut his hair after offering up shalmei nedava works, right? It works. Well, so that's Rabbi Shimon's. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. His shita in the Mishnah is, remember, I offered up a shlamim for a nedava, or an ola for a nedava. That's why those who remember, a chatos cannot be brought as a nedava. So this case only works where he's offering up the shlamim or the ola first as a nedava, and he cut his hair after. Rabbi Shimon paskins, it works. So Rabbi Shimon clearly holds that even if you... Now remember, when we say it works, Rabbi, so what does that mean? It means the hair cutting is a valid hair cutting. What does Rabbi Shimon agree? What do you still have to do? You still have to bring another shlamim or ola for the sake of nazir. But the ma'aseh works. My time, what's the reason? The Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, V'nasan al ha'ish asher tachas zevach hashlamim. You shall go ahead, Rabbi says, talking about disposal of the hair. You'll go ahead and you'll put the hair right underneath the zevach hashlamim. The lokasav al shalamav. This is a very interesting diyuk. So it doesn't say you'll put the hair on the fire of his shlamim, but rather it says that what? You'll put the hair on the fire of the shlamim. So the shlamim, Rabbi Shimon interprets to mean what? The most expansive definition of shlamim, which means even if it's not a shlamim for the sake of nazir, but it's tam a shlamim for the sake of nedava, lemaisa, again, such a carbon will work to go ahead and create effective hair cutting. We'll say just very quickly, so the Rambam paskins over here, the Rambam says, first of all, gilach ala shlamim benim tzapasol, taglachas o psula, uzevachav lo alalo. Therefore, aloch lemaisa, again, if you did your hair cutting on any of the carbonos, and it turned out the carbon was pasul, if the carbon is pasul, the hair cutting is pasul as well. How does the Rambam paskin in terms of Ola and Shlamim Shalol Lishma, Gilach al Ha'ola v'al Shlam v'nishchtu Shalol Lishman, v'achach hevi karbonosav v'acheros lakrivim Lishman, taglachas o'psula. So we'll say the Rambam does not paskin like Reb Shimon, the Rambam paskins like the Tanakama, that it doesn't make a difference if you're offering your Ola Shalol Lishma, your Shlamim Shalol Lishma, or your Chata Shalol Lishma. If you cut your hair after going ahead and offering up any of your karbanos shalom lishman, the karban is not good, and ultimately the hair cutting is not good as well. However, the Rambam does pass like the last statement in the Mishnah, which is that if you offered up all three of your karbanos and only afterwards cut your hair, as long as one of your karbanos is good, the hair cutting is effective.
So right, Rambam, that just means that the hair cutting is good.
Well, no, now remember you